We are at the Abbott Point turnoff on the Bruce Highway, just north of Bowen, where there are 70 activists peacefully blockading the road to the terminal. There is a police presence here of about 20 officers who have made about 10 arrests this morning. We are here with a local Indigenous Juru elder, Auntie Carol Pryor, to understand why she's here.
Hey, Carol Pryor. This is my country. My birthright is here. My roots are here on Juru country.
All right, and how come you're here today?
I'm here today to stop Adani from destroying our cultural heritage, the land, and everything, including the ocean, the reef, which will all be polluted, and eventually the reef will die from the pollution and the poison that's running out into the ocean, not to mention other animals such as whales and dolphins. Will they stop coming there? Will the whales stop coming up north to breed because of the polluted waters?
And how long have you been actively protesting for?
Well, I've been protesting for a while now, I'd forgotten. But I have been protesting quite a while. Like I said, everything on the land is spiritually connected to Aboriginal people, the true Aboriginal people, that is, know where the spiritual connection is. And that goes right out into the sea, our connections with the sea animals as well.
That's good. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I'm going to continue fighting. I'm 71 next month, but I will continue to fight until they understand that they are destroying everything that is natural and beautiful that makes this country what it is. And they are destroying a race of people and taking away our identity by destroying our cultural heritage, our connection, spiritual, to everything around us. That's what Adani is doing, destroying an Aboriginal piece of people that they know nothing about. And this is something that the people of India have to live with, and I hope that it'll be a part of their history, how they deliberately destroyed and took away the identity of the true Juru Aboriginal people of this country, the First Nation, for coal.
As arrested activists are being driven away by police, cheered on by fellow protesters, we talked to a local resident who was part of today's action.
Okay, my name is Wendy Tubman, and I come from Townsville, and I've been involved in the Stop Adani movement for many, many years now.
Yeah. And what are we doing here today?
Well, today we're making it all very public. This is part of the first week of action. And we came down here to demonstrate the number of people and the determination of the people that are determined that they will stop Adani. They have to stop Adani for the sake of the climate, the reef, many reasons why this is such a bad idea, even for the economy.
And so what do you hope to get out of the week, you said, of this?
Well, I think it's just a demonstration to Australia and to the world. They're now, you know, leaving paddy wagons full of people that chose to be arrested or chose not to go, I suppose, and so were arrested. There are more and more people willing to step up and say, well, look, you know, the argument hasn't stopped here. We need to keep pushing because this is a catastrophic idea by a big corporation and a government that's behind the times.
Are you hopeful that this kind of civil disobedience will have an effect?
Yes, civil disobedience has always had an effect. It's the movement that has seen women suffragettes, women get the vote. We've stopped the Franklin Dam. There are any number of examples of how the people coming together and standing up and saying, just because we voted 3 or 4 years ago doesn't mean we're not going to keep pushing our views and getting our message out.